When he said nothing, just stared at her as if she were an ancient rune he couldn't decipher, she took her leave, calling back to him over her shoulder.
Make sure you drink something strong before you go to sleep tonight. Even my magic can't save you from the pain you'll feel in the morning.
The grass crunched beneath the heels of her boots for one step, two steps, five steps, and then...
My lady, wait.
Every sinew in her body froze. My lady? No one at the academy even called her by her name, much less by a title as genteel as My Lady. Her chest flushed, blossoming warmth fighting against the cold. He caught up, stepping in front of her to offer a small silver circle. It glinted in the moonlight.
Please, have this.
They played a dozen tricks on her this way, playing nice just before doing something cruel, like pushing her out of a tower. But he did something they didn't. He didn't flinch when their skin touched. Holding up the circle of metal, she inspected it. A crown, twisted with flowers and axes. Some words in ancient Alunian.
Pretty, she muttered.
He breathed a laugh. The sound sparked something inside of her. It felt like magic, but it didn't activate her binders.
It's a token. They're used to symbolize debts. You saved my life tonight, so if you should ever need me to save yours, I'll be there.
That's very kind. Thank you.
She blinked, still staring down at the token, rubbing her thumb over the engraving. The prince of a royal house just gave her, a witch, a debt. After months of being ignored and hated, it meant a great deal to her. Not that she would let him know that, of course.
But I don't think I'll ever need saving.